There was a time when one of the most acclaimed authors in American literature set a story in Nashville. In the early 1900s, O. Henry wrote A Municipal Report, a gritty mystery in a city grappling with its identity. A recent curious Nashville listener asks if O. Henry had ever visited and why a famous author would choose to set a story here. WPLN's Alexis Marshall reports.
The story opens with the narrator disembarking a train at the gleaming new Union Station. Unable to find the right adjectives to describe the city, he concocts a recipe.
Take of London fog 30 parts, malaria 10 parts, gas leaks 20 parts, dew drops, gathered in a brickyard at sunrise, 25 parts, odor of honeysuckle, 15 parts, mix.
Despite the specific details, it was unclear whether O. Henry actually came to town. In fact, it prompted a two-part investigation by the Tennessean back in 1951. The reporter tracked down a relative of O. Henry who confirmed he had indeed come to see his daughter, who was going to Belmont College for Young Women. But why set a story here? For one, the sentiment of the time was that only three cities made for good settings: New York, New Orleans, and San Francisco. But O. Henry set out to prove that wrong, and a municipal report accomplished that goal, says Davidson County historian Carol Busey. It became nationally popular and stood out for its time. A former slave in the story ends up playing the hero.
African Americans, unfortunately, were generally portrayed in the literature as very, very much second-class citizens.
The story still includes disturbing worldviews, but in its twist ending, it did overturn a lot of Southern stereotypes. Busey says O. Henry wanted to show the duality of the city. On one hand, Nashville has a dark underbelly, but officials were trying to promote a different image.
It's a progressive 20th century Southern city, bustling with opportunity for investments, banking enterprises.
And while Nashville may no longer smell of industrial smog and honeysuckle, it may be that some things don't change. For WPLN News, I'm Alexis Marshall.